Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello. Good morning. Good night. Good afternoon, I think. Happy Tuesday, angels. Welcome to the Quality Queen Control podcast. We are in season two. What is this? Like the third episode in season two. Also, shout out to me, like giving myself a little bit of credit because I've been consistent with the... Oh my God. Okay, this is why you don't put on accents because I can't even keep it up. Ew. Anyways, how are you guys doing today? I'm actually recording this the day before. And to be very honest with you, it confuses me because I basically have to pretend like I'm recording it the day of podcast secrets, YouTuber secrets. Hello, good morning. So today, guys, I actually want to talk about breakups. Yeah. Like, why not? Because one, I also sidebar have a story time about this. I call it micro relationship that I was in before. I really think it will be hilarious. Also, I want to incorporate more story times on my channel because one, you know, it's funny and they are true stories. And also, I feel like it's also just another way for me to express my animated personality. I am always searching for ways or figuring out ways to express how many personalities I have. Not diagnosing myself of anything. That's not what I'm saying because, like, stop, be nice. But, you know, I'm just naturally a very animated person. So what actually inspired this was I saw this post on Instagram, actually, that basically said, I think it was about reading. It was like a post about what to do when dating again. And it really resonated with me because there were so many amazing points. I even reposted it on my Instagram. So right now, if you're not following me on Instagram, I'm actually, I'm confused. Like, I'm not offended. I'm confused because okay, let's be real here. I know that I don't post to my feed that often, but I post to my Instagram story legitimately every single day. Okay. I'm always posting to my Instagram story. And I even posted, I think, something the other day where I was talking about what I asked you guys, what are your deal breakers? And we can talk about that too in here. And it did really well, like not for nothing. Usually, not that it even really matters to you guys, but like just saying, I normally get like anywhere I would say from the like mid to high twos to like on an amazing scale, like mid fours for view stories. Like, do you guys understand what I'm saying? So those posts, literally every single story post that I made when I posted my responses to the deal breakers were literally about 4,500 plus story time views. Or Instagram story views. And I was like, ooh, I think they like this. So I was like, ooh, I should like post more stuff like this. I mean, the response was, incredible. So I don't know why today I'm turning into multiple different people with my accents, but, I don't know. Like, is it making you laugh? Like, if not, I'm sorry if it's awkward for you. But yeah, I don't know. I've kind of just been in a very, honestly, I want to say hilarious mood. So everything I do, be prepared to laugh pretty much. Or if not, then that's awkward if you miss the joke. I would hope that you do understand my sense of humor if you do follow me. Or at least you find me entertaining. Hi. So, okay, yeah. So let's talk about that post that I was, you know, referring to. So basically, it read as such. And yes, I'm actually going to read it verbatim on my phone because why not? Do a crazy dance. Why not? Okay. Worry less about if they like you and more about if you even like them. I've actually said this in a video of mine before where this is so true. When we enter into like dating someone and in any sort of dynamic, we are always so concerned with figuring out if this individual likes us when I think we literally almost never think about or question if we even like them. Hello, hi, what is happening here? Like, and now that I'm older and I'm, you know, I'm 26 years old, I think about things like this. I'm just like, wait, do I actually genuinely like this person? And for me, naturally, when I'm dating anyone, I am very, very slow pace with it because I naturally think like that. Do I really genuinely like this person? Okay, you need to ask yourself, do I genuinely like this person? And by the way, the Instagram that I'm getting this from, because I don't want to take credit for this, is called Today's Insight. It's an amazing page. And then as point number two, it says, rejection is not as personal as it feels. Liking someone or being liked is more about compatibility than inherent worth. Ooh, it's almost like I said this myself. Like, and I'm sure I've said it in different ways before on my channel too, where it's like rejection is direction. And when you, the more emotionally sound you become and the more whole you become and you start to evaluate the different dynamics and situations and patterns and things like that in your romantic, you know, as it pertains to your romantic dating life, this is very huge. Someone not liking you has nothing to do with you're not good enough. Really, I mean, can I whisper if I'm really being like secretly honest? I feel like more for girls, we look at guys in terms of they're not good enough. But what's weird is that like if we feel like we're being rejected, then like we start to think like, oh, am I good enough? But that's like not a thing for guys. You know what I mean? Because for girls, being that we like, or women, I should say, primarily, we like security and, you know, stability. That's like usually mainly security we want in an individual. So that's not really a thing for guys, where guys are like, bro, she's not good enough. Like, I've never heard a guy utter those words, she's not good enough. But I've heard plenty of girls say those things. Like, ew, he's like not even like good enough. Like, he doesn't have a job. He has no ambition, like, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to think about it. It really is about compatibility. If somebody is just not feeling you, whatever it is, okay? And I also want to make this very clear, okay? If there is something that I have learned, angels, please listen to me, okay? How do you say that in Spanish? Escúchame. Listen to me. If there is something that I know, please know this, especially for my young angels, okay? Chemistry doesn't mean anything. And here's why, okay? You can have chemistry with a million people. The older that you become, you will start to realize that you can have this really sexy, on fire passion with somebody, right? And all it is sexual compatibility and chemistry. You can really understand this person and feel super in sync with them when you guys are beginning to get to know each other, and that sort of like lust and the genuine compatibility of you guys sexually, because that's a thing, it overrides. Okay, but after this is done, then what else? Then you start to realize, a lot of the times we realize too late, I actually don't have anything in common. I don't have anything or much in common, or major things that we should have spoke about. You know, we, you know, already had sex, and it's just like, ooh, I wish I would have figured this out. And now you put yourself in a position where you feel like, all right, well, I already had sex with this guy, so like, I guess from now on, I'm just going to start compromising my wants, needs, and integrity, I guess, because I don't want to start over. And I get that mindset. But the older you become, you have to realize like, okay, preventative measure. How can I prevent this type of situation from, you know, continuing to happen, where I don't want to get involved with someone that I can already see the finish line with? You know what I mean? And in the beginning, everything is going to seem so in sync and like, so like, ooh, like I'm connected to him. Like, ooh, he's connecting to me. And I promise you, think about this right now, wherever you are. Hello, wherever you are. Okay. Anyways, sorry, weird Kesha break. I turn everything into a song. Think about a time where you have been dating a guy and you were just like, eh, like, I like him, but like, whatever. And, but there was this extreme sexual, like, compatibility, this chemistry, like, you guys, without speaking, you just knew, okay? It was all in his eyes. And then after that, you're just like, kind of riding the high or the wave of that. But then you like quickly start to realize when you tap, tap, tap in, sweetie, you start to realize like, I didn't really like that comment that he really made about, let's say, like, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to throw this out there because I don't know. It's relatable to me. Veganism. He goes, I would never in my life, like, actually long-term be with someone that's vegan. Like, they are so weird and pushy. And it's like, ooh, did he just forget that, like, I was literally vegan? This actually hasn't happened to me, but, like, I can imagine if someone said this, something like this, it's like, how am I supposed to feel? Or, I could never be with someone that, you know, I don't know, that likes to wake up early in the morning. I'm like a night owl or something like that. Little things like that, they seem like, oh, maybe this is something we could work on. And that is up to you. You have to figure out what is workable, what actually can you compromise on if you are in a relationship with this person. I don't really necessarily believe in compromising before I actually have a solid relationship with this person, because I want to see everything that you naturally do so that I could see what you would rather do. I'm not trying to give you the blueprint here, trying to make it work and fit in a box. I want to see everything organically, baby. Show me everything, okay? That's how I feel about that. Anyways, so yeah, like I was saying, you are going to be compatible sexually, or in otherwise words, like chemistry. You're going to have that with so many people. It's kind of scary. No. Like, hear me out. Like, it genuinely is scary because it's blinding to honestly both parties. When I say that, I mean men and women. It is so blinding because you genuinely would think that you're going to connect with somebody. And once you like get with them, it's kind of just like, ooh, oops. How can I unsex him? Okay, that's impossible. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying, right? So then there's that. Okay, so number three, it says, stop choosing what isn't choosing you. If it's not mutual, why pursue it? Well, a lot of the times we find ourselves in positions where we begin to pursue things that's not choosing us, because one, half the time we've already been intimate with the guy. So we feel like, okay, well, he was obviously interested. So how can he just randomly all of a sudden not be? And that is how guys work. Okay. Like, let me explain something to you. I was talking to one of my guy friends and he was like, I mean, I hung out with this girl before and like, it was great. We had a lot of like fun. Everything was a good time, but I don't know, like after like, I just had sex with her and I would do it again, but like, I don't know, something just clicked where I was just like, I don't see it. And I'm like, okay, so what are we supposed to do with that information? Because I mean, what does that really mean? We're supposed to just like take the risk and like be like, oh yeah, like I'll just sleep with you and you and you and you get my body and you get my body and you get my body, like Oprah's giving out cars or David Dobrik's giving out Teslas, and I'm supposed to just risk that and like start all over again. Make that make sense. Okay, first of all, that's toxic. Okay, toxic masculinity, like what's happening? I don't know. Like, I just genuinely feel like that is so confusing. So the easiest way to like figure it out is genuinely, angels, I'm telling you, 1 to 3 months will tell you a lot about a guy. A lot. Half of them can't even go the distance past 30 days before showing who they really are and showing their true intentions. I promise you. And that's why it is so important to wait as long as you can. Now, keep in mind what I'm saying. This doesn't mean, you know, what if there are circumstances, because everything is circumstantial. What if there's a circumstance where you did wait the time and this guy still wasted your time? Well, first of all, I mean, that's a rare situation. He's a psychopath. I'm sorry, but he is. He's a psychopath, because it's just like, how was he able to fool you that long? And I promise you, if you were, on a serious note, if you are in touch with yourself and in tune with yourself, you are going to be able to tell the difference. There are always signs, angels. It is never that blindsiding. I promise you, open your eyes. Don't justify behaviors. Pay attention to the things that he says. Pay attention to the things that he is asking you. Pay attention to the direction of the conversation. Pay attention to how he words things. Is he speaking, you know, from a we perspective or an I perspective? Okay. Yeah. Hello. Hi. Major things to consider. All right. If a guy is like a lot of guys usually too, because they don't even realize it, because it's human nature that human beings don't like to lie. So that's why it's difficult to keep up, you know, certain lies, and people are, they have inconsistencies in their stories and things like that. They don't like to lie. So instead what they'll do is, and it's just, this is not even always a conscious decision. Instead what they'll do is they'll reroute the conversation, which comes in the form of, basically, anytime, let's say you want to talk about something important or as it pertains to like, what are we and where is this going, or anything more serious, you know what I mean? A guy will redirect the conversation or kind of, you know, beat around the bush, and it always feels super unsettling to you. Yeah, that's why, you know what I mean? So yes, at the end of the day, we have to stop choosing what isn't choosing us. Think about this on a statistical level. It is impossible out of all the people in the universe for us to think that things not working out with one individual, life is over. Life is over. It's not. You need to protect your feelings and protect your heart so that you are not, you know, finding yourself in situations where you have to keep on starting over and not taking accountability and realizing certain patterns and things like that. So number four, it says, ask yourself, would you be friends with this person if you weren't physically attracted to them? Be honest. I loved that. I love the fact that they mentioned that, because that is so true. Think about it. Even for those of you that are in a relationship right now, would you be friends with this person if there was no physical attraction? That speaks volumes, because that just shows you whether or not this person should be in your life at all. There needs to be, for a successful relationship, I do believe that there needs to be some sort of genuine friendship between you and this individual outside of, you know, things always being, you know, hot and steamy all the time, because, you know, things, you know, they go up and down and they, you know, plateau and things like that. And you still need to be able to coexist harmoniously with an individual, you know, when that is, you know, sort of turned down or whatever the case is. Everything is not always going to be super hot and steamy every 5 seconds. That does help. It's like, you know, it's like the glue that can hold things together. But at the end of the day, you need to have a genuine friendship with this individual so that you want to be around them when, you know, or that, especially for guys, like that he wants to be around you when, you know, after you guys are intimate and things like that. So you have to be honest with yourself. Number five, stop being shocked by repeated behavior. Nice patterns, notice patterns and believe them. I always talk about this even on my channel. You have to learn to take accountability. It is not easy, because it's always easier to blame other people. I did nothing wrong, and I do not understand, like, why this guy, like I'm a catch, like, I'm the best. Like, I don't understand why this isn't working out. Like, he's so stupid. And, like, that's, like, half true. I mean, he is certainly stupid, for sure. But, like, don't be stupid with him. If someone, I always say this, never let a man tell you he doesn't want you more than once. Never, never. Leave with your dignity. I'm telling you, we've all been there though. I understand, especially the younger that you are. It's not an easy feat to just be like, oh, like, he just ghosted me. Like, let me like, you know, just move on. But it's not that easy, especially depending on your attachment style and how you perceive, you know, relationships and your own circumstance between that individual. But I think it's so important to be so aware as you possibly can, to avoid situations like this, so that when a lot of the times we're stuck, you know, piecing together things on our own and giving ourselves the closure, when we look back, we don't really need the other individual to say much of anything, because we already have evaluated, okay, what actually went wrong and where was I you know, being the architect of my own misfortune in this particular case. You understand what I'm saying? So these are very important things to take notice of, because there's always a pattern when it comes to the guys that you're with. Like, I even notice a pattern for myself where I noticed that in the past, what I would do is I would always break up with a guy. Oh, every single guy that I've pretty much ever been with, I have always broken up with them first. And then I make the mistake of always going back. Always. And I realized that I was like, wait, I was thinking to myself one day, I was like, wait a second, I'm noticing a pattern here that every single guy that I have been with, I notice something I don't like and I have no problem leaving. And then magically, I don't know what I tell myself or what in my ego was telling myself, ooh, now that he knows you can walk away, like coming back, he'll like come correct or whatever the case is. No, people will waste your time as long as you let them. And I realized like, wow, so my intuition was so right all these times where I would realize, okay, it's coming to this point where like I'm done. So I have to be firm in that and rest in that and just move on, because you always get hurt worse the second time coming back around, especially because, you know, really to be fair, you know, being the person that's doing, you know, the heartbreaking, it's a little bit easier of a, you know, circumstance, depending on the situation as it pertains to like, you know, maybe not that much of a, more of like a shallow bond where you're just like, okay, this, like the data that I've collected here, I'm not liking. So, let me just like return to sender, kind of like that sort of thing. Right. So actually evaluate your patterns and figure out, where do I go wrong in all the dynamics where I feel like I'm leaving emotionally, you know, drained and like deficient, like what is happening? Make it stop. You know, number six, it says, you don't need to be perfect to be loved. Perfection isn't relatable. You can't connect to it. Now, this is true. Perfectionism isn't a thing, but I always like just tell myself, also because I do suffer like a great deal from imposter syndrome, which I thought I totally got over, but like, it's still here. Hello, I'm getting therapy. I'm getting help. I'm not even kidding, guys. So yeah, perfectionism genuinely isn't a thing. You know, it's also, perfectionism is arbitrary. Because everyone has a different definition of what perfectionism is, you know, for them. Just like everyone has a different definition of what success is to them. Okay. Point number seven, it says, your love life is one area of your life. Don't forget to nurture the rest. All right. Let me just pause for a second. Guys, why does it feel like we live so much of our lives to like be in relationships with people? When we're young, I think that is so normal, but it's important in your like mid 20s and entering into your later 20s and into your 30s that you have some solitude and a moment to just regroup, reevaluate everything so that you're coming from a fresh, clean slate. Okay? We're never going to arrive, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done, because there's always a pattern. There's always things that we need to work on. It shouldn't be our life's mission to fall in love and that's literally it. You have to nurture the rest of your life. What like do you genuinely want to do? What is your purpose? It cannot solely be just to fall in love. That is one sector. And the way that life is these days, you gotta have your own thing going on. You know, before it was all about, oh, find this guy with money and like he's gonna take care of you. Now it's, go find that guy with money. He's going to take care of you. But also, if he walks away, you can very much take care of yourself. Well, that's the culture that I'm in. That's how I live my life. At this point, it's like, I don't want to be with someone successful just because I'm not and I like what they can offer. It's no, I want to be with someone successful because I am successful too. It is a minimal requirement. When you are coming from a place like this, you are now less likely to compromise in that area because this person doesn't have, you know, they don't leverage so much power over you. When you are, let's say, if you're in your 20s and you're in a relationship with someone in their, you know, 40s and 50s, can it work? Of course, maybe, but there is leverage there. If we're truly candidly being honest with ourselves, there is leverage there. This person can provide a lifestyle for you that you can't because you're in your 20s. hello, like we're still figuring things out in our 20s. And he gets the benefit of, wow, my success and all these things I've acquired make me attractive to someone younger in a younger dating pool because I know what I can do for them. Does that make sense? So that's why I want you guys to evaluate who it is that you're dating to. I know for me, people in their 20s, it's not in the cards for Aisha Christina. I don't understand. I've mastered angels, how to date people that are older than me. I've also mastered my age, you know, minimum and maximum. 30 to 35 is my dating pool range. 30 being basically extremely young and 28, I'd rather not. But I would say, to be genuinely honest, maybe like 32 to 35 would be perfect range for me, okay? Because I'm an old soul. I'm very traditional as it pertains to romantic dynamics. I don't want to be with someone that wants to like, that doesn't believe in like marriage. They want like a life partner. No, I want a life partner and someone that I'm going to be married with because my husband is my life partner. I don't want someone that has all these different types of views on what they perceive relationships to be like good for you, but like, I don't care. So keep that to yourself and like out of my arena. Cause that's like not me. Ooh, was that mean? I don't care. Was that aggressive? Oh, well, like I just don't really care. So yeah, like as I'm just growing and like, you know, Kylie Jenner realizing things and, you know, doing what feels good to myself and just like being very, very brutally honest with myself. Like, this is the reality of the situation. We need to nurture the rest of our lives. And the older that you become, it does get a little easier to move past certain dynamics because there is so much work to do for ourselves. The longer you dwell, the longer it will be a thing. I promise you. There's no easy way to go through it other than to force yourself. And in the beginning, it's not even going to feel real. It's going to feel like I'm like pretending that I don't care, but I do, like, you know, and that's okay. As long as you're keeping yourself busy and you're surrounding yourself around people that love you and genuinely care about you, you're not going to be, you know, constantly thinking about this guy like every 5 seconds. It's not a thing. Okay. Someone's honking in the back of me. Yes, I'm in my car. And if they didn't honk, then you guys wouldn't have known that. Ew. So rude. Or maybe you guys didn't hear it at all. And I just basically told them myself, I'm like, help me. Speaking of like, what is going on astrologically, guys? Like, I'm a Taurus. Okay. That's my sun sign. And there's a lot of Aquarius energy. And if you guys know, Aquarius is basically an air sign. And I am just, I don't know what is going on, but I'm just like unwell. I think that's why I'm taking everything super light and as a joke, but it's almost fun because I feel like it's bringing out another side of my personality. That's like, I don't know. I almost want to say it's like a Gen Z remix. Is that a thing? I'm a millennial. Okay, I'm a millennial, but like, I don't know. It's like bringing out a very comical side to myself. So I don't know. Is that like the air sign? That's what the air sign energy is bringing out of you, girl. Oh my God. What is happening over here? Okay. Anyway. So yes, I guess that's it. Oh no, I didn't even finish number 7. Yes. Significant others aside, when you visualize coming home to a life you love, what does that look like? And be specific. So this just goes, and aligns to me with having a vision board and manifesting things for yourself. And these things are actually very important as it pertains to starting to build a life for yourself. So again, I've mentioned in the past where my editor, he gave me like this format where it's like the 3 daily affirmations, 3 things you're grateful for, and 3 things that will make today great. And I have not done it yet today. Shame on me. I'm saying this as I open up my notes pad, but I also was on TikTok the other day and I saw another message that basically it reads as such. And I really, really like it. And it's saying like, this is also going to help your life change. Like, think about your self-talk and the things that you say to yourself. It's really going to help shape your life. And whatever you believe, baby, is whatever is going to happen, honey. Okay. If you tell yourself, oh, that's just talk. Like, that's not even real. Okay, well, then that's exactly how it's going to be for you. I'm sorry. A lot of people that consider themselves to be pragmatic are just honestly closet pessimists. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. I was dating this guy once before, and he was like, I'm never going to be rich. Are you okay with that? And secretly in my head, I was thinking, well, I'm not going to be with you forever anyway. So to be technically honest, I don't care because you're not my forever. And I was like, well, why would you say that? And he was like, because I know my lane. And I was like, ew, like, I just don't understand, like, what, I don't know. And he considers himself to be very pragmatic. And I'm definitely a stubborn optimist. So I don't know, it can complement one another. But I've realized a lot of people that are like super, they call themselves like realists, they're just honestly closet pessimists. I mean, let's be honest here. Think of every person that you've ever met in your life that like considers themselves to be so real. And it always feels like they're just so negative. Like, make that make sense. Anyways, so yeah, at the end of my like format that I just mentioned to you guys before, I put like, thank you, Jesus, at the end. I usually pray every day in my car from, you know, my house to the first destination that I go to. And I also, the message that I was telling you guys about from TikTok, it says, I forgive others who have poured their pain out on me. I forgive myself for holding on to that pain for so long. I release myself of any energy that no longer serves me, and I only drink from the cup of abundance moving forward. This is a super powerful thing. If you are not someone that's spiritual, or you're not religious, or whatever the case is, and you just believe in the universe and things like that, that is like a form of a prayer that you can say, okay, for yourself every single day to, again, it's addressing every area. It's addressing forgiveness. It's addressing forgiving others, addressing forgiving yourself. It's releasing yourself of energy that doesn't serve you. And then it's saying moving forward, I am only going to be drinking from the cup, figuratively speaking, obviously. I'm only going to be receptive and receiving, you know, coming from a place of abundance moving forward. I think that is so profound, you know, to always think about things in that way. And I've said this before. Yeah, just because you think positive doesn't mean positive things are always going to happen. We get it. But thinking negative is certainly not going to be any better. So you might as well curate and craft the exact life that you want for yourself. It's just that cut and dry, okay? And as it even pertains to, you know, deal breakers, let's just address that for 5 minutes, okay? What are your deal breakers? A lot of you, I mean, can I go to my Instagram and I can see from what I posted that you guys said to me? This is a long podcast, but like I had a lot to say, like a lot to say. Clearly, I hope you guys are actually enjoying this. Are you? I don't know. I wish I can like hear back from you guys right now. Let's look at my archive right now and let's see what you guys have said. Story archive. When did I even actually post this? It was so recent. Like, what is happening? Ah, okay. No. Oh my goodness. I also posted something, guys, sidebar the other day. I think I'll probably do the next podcast on this to talk about, or I could just talk about it right now, actually. So there was another post from this Instagram called We're Not Really Strangers. And it was basically a thread on questions to reflect on after a breakup. And it says like, is your heart broken or is it your ego? This is something huge to actually think about. Are you genuinely heartbroken or is your ego just bruised, right? Were you more attracted to their potential or who they really were? Like, answer this honestly, because I mean, I hate to tell you this, but it's not going to affect anyone but you if you lie to yourself, okay? What are you actually liking? Who do you genuinely think you're in love with? Like, ask yourself these questions. How did they leave you feeling most of the time? What about a situation where you're with a guy, every time you're with him, it's so magical. It's great. We love it. It's so genuine. It feels good. Then as soon as you leave him, you kind of feel on edge. Like you always want to know what this individual is doing because you can't really put your finger on it, but you just feel like, are they with other people? Like, are they creating the same connection that they have with me when they have it with me with other people? Pay attention to those types of things, those unsettling, you know, feelings, because they are very real. That's your intuition trying to tap in and say something to you, because they're, I mean, I feel bad if people don't have this to like reflect on, but if you've ever had a dynamic, you know, like where things have felt more in sync, and let's say they ended because maybe like one person outgrew the other and it was a genuine relationship. Like, you can reflect back and think about, okay, I know when I was with this person, they made me feel very solid and secure. I didn't feel the need to go through their phone. I didn't feel the need to always want to know where they were every 5 seconds, because part of me thinks, okay, well, what could they be doing? Could they be doing it with someone else? Am I making sense? Do you like this? Do you like your ex as a person, or were you just in love? Hello, have answers for these questions. Did you love who you were when you were with them? What is that individual bringing out of you? Okay. Do you really miss them or the idea you had of them, AKA romanticizing that individual because you had this idea of what it could be? And then things didn't work out that way, but you're still telling yourself, no, it could still be that. It could still be that. No, it can't. Whatever's meant to happen is meant to happen. Whatever's meant to be is meant to be. Were you tolerating the many lows for the few highs? Meaning, were there way more cons than pros? Be honest with yourself. Was the relationship pushing you to grow or stay the same? Were you so busy, you know, loving someone else that you were almost unloving yourself and neglecting yourself? Do you really want closure or just an excuse to talk to them? And a lot of the times it's just an excuse to talk to them. I mean, honestly, start to train your mind to become unattracted to want, unconvincing people of things that they've already concluded. Like, okay, you don't want to be with me? All right, cool. Sure. Like, sorry about it. Like, it's really not my loss. Good people to me don't lose. And also, you don't have to demonize someone's character all the time just because things didn't work out. Like, some things don't work out because you're just not compatible with that person. And unfortunately, you don't want to keep on riding the ship. If it's just not meant to be. If it's just not meant to be. You know what? Actually, I was going to kind of talk about deal breakers with this, but now I'm not, because I feel like it's such a separate podcast and this is already pretty long. Like, I kind of just want to make another podcast separately about deal breakers. So that's what we're actually going to talk about next week. Oh my God. I've actually never told you guys like an idea of what I'm going to talk about before I talk about it in the next podcast. So now we know. Next week, guys, next podcast, next Tuesday, is going to be about deal breakers, because I have like 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, of this podcast, make sure that you are getting Quality Queen merch. I want to see you guys tag me on Instagram. A few of you guys already have. I want to see you guys make reels with your Quality Queen approved, mugs. I want to see you guys in your Quality Queen hoodies. Like, why are we not twinning yet? I need you to get that, like, literally ASAP so that we can be twins. You know what I mean? Like, it will remind you every day. Like, when I drink out of my mug, it's not only because it's my mug. I kid you not. When I drink out of it, I feel so empowered. Like, wow. Quality Queen approved. Okay, you guys feel like I hold you guys accountable? I feel like you guys hold me accountable, too. Where it's like, ooh, is this something that a Quality Queen would do? Like, I start to just reevaluate my entire life whenever I drink out of that mug first thing in the morning. It's a part of my morning routine. Quality Queen approved. Hello, hi, how are you? Let's get some tea in this thing. Let's get some coffee in this thing. Let's set it off, baby. How about it? Make sure you guys are definitely purchasing the merch, okay? And if you haven't already, then tag me. And I love you guys so much. I have a Q&A coming up. I'm actually going to post on my Instagram this week for a Q&A that I have coming up that I want to film. I also want to film a story time video because I think it'll be so funny about my micro relationship. I think that's a cute, relatable story. And yeah, and I think I may like post my haul video, but I'm unsure, guys, because I didn't edit the footage yet and I just like don't really like it. Oh my God. Anyways, I love you guys. I will see you guys in the next podcast.